And good morning and welcome to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870 KFLD with your host, John McKay. And pinch hitting today because we understand the other guys down in spring training swinging a bat down in the Cactus League. We've got Scott Ridgway, ladies and gentlemen. Lance Kenmore, is he really down in spring training right now?
You know, I sure hope he is, yeah. Well, today the fun thing is that I'll be filling in for Lance and co-hosting the show. He's with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome everybody to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
And, of course, you've got some important things to talk about because it goes way beyond just going out and looking at a house and saying, oh, there's the one, I want to buy that.
Exactly.
There's a lot of steps involved here, so we're going to be talking with that.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of good things planned for us this morning.
I do have a lot of great things. You know, we have got a special guest, one of our very frequent guests on the show, Ryan Sullivan, with us today, too, with State Farm Insurance. Ryan, how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing really well. Hey, we're working hard at Cobalt Mortgage to keep all of our clients to speed on what's going on with these ridiculously low interest rates.
Capital R.
Yep, capital R. And with them now in the mid to upper fours, there are critical buying opportunities for many people now. And there's still time for anyone over 5.5% to consider refinancing as well.
Wow.
So if you have not done that, please give me a call, Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004. And we can at least give you a mortgage review very quickly to let you know if something like that makes sense for you.
Yeah, and you always want to find out before you jump into something and know what you're getting.
Exactly. So I just wanted to take a brief moment at the beginning of the show here to explain a little bit about how mortgage loan approval works and what Cobalt Mortgage does that sets us apart from our competition. One of the things that we do is we process our loans in-house, which means when you come in with your paperwork, we take care of getting it ready for the underwriter right in our office in Kennewick here. We send to the underwriters, which is right within our companies, and they go over all your information, approve it. We get your documents drawn in-house, and we fund your loan in-house. So everything start to finish happens within the walls of Cobalt Mortgage. So that is actually, in this day and age, a big difference. Helps us to do it quick, smooth, and make it a real successful close. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to Ryan about is we've got insurance and homeowners insurance, and we'll probably touch on auto insurance a little bit too, but we kind of want to make it the Ryan Sullivan show today and really grill him about why homeowners insurance is important and just get into kind of the nuts and bolts of that industry. So, Ryan, the first question that I had was, what exactly do you do, and why is it important to a homeowner?
That's a good question. It's a very good question. You know, in the insurance marketplace today, people can buy insurance on the internet. They can buy it from an 800 number from somebody that they've never seen in a call center, where there's a high likelihood that they'll never be able to talk to them again.
Well, and that call center is something that happens in both of our industries and Lance's industry very frequently now. As people are trying to cut costs, they aren't willing to go that extra mile to make sure that the service level is as high as it can be.
Right, and ultimately, you know, with not picking on call centers, but it might sound like I am a little bit, but you actually need your insurance, which there are people that do, you're never going to be able to talk to that same person again in the call center.
Yeah, you're going to get somebody
else. That's a good point, right?
And in my case, with dealing with face-to-face in the agency world, you've got somebody who has a vested interest in your well-being, somebody that'll look out for you, that act as a liaison between the insurance company and yourself to make sure that losses get covered appropriately, to look out for you, that you have the right coverage up front. The old ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure in our business and then some.
Well, think of it this way. You wouldn't call an 800 number to talk to a doctor about having a dentist about having a tooth extracted now, would you?
You'd certainly hope that when you had to call back, you got that same person.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so outside of the face-to-face advantage, but any value that professionals bring really relies in their expertise, in the sense that my job is to ask you questions that you may have not thought of up front, to give you counsel on appropriate coverage for your situation, because it's might be different than your parents or your best friends or your uncle the plumber, and the advice that they might give you. Well, I bought this coverage because of this, but if you have different circumstances, then that might not make sense.
You know, that's a really good point. The people talking to other people around the water cooler or at the family barbecue, you know, they're getting information and advice based on other people's experience, and those experiences might not be what they need to know for their specific scenario with their home, their autos, and their family planning.
Right, and I'm glad you brought up family planning. My job is really truly a risk management professional. No different than big companies hire risk management professionals to assess all of their potential loss exposures, make sure they either self-insure them or they farm it out to insurance companies. My job is to do that with my clients.
Right.
To say, hey, have you thought about this? Okay, mm-hmm. No, that's an issue because you've said so. And B, we can either, we've got plan one to take care of that or plan two to take care of that. Let's figure out which one fits.
Well,
and insurance isn't always the answer.
Right. We're going to get into the question thing, but how do people get in touch with you now? Let's just get that out there a couple ways. How do they get in touch with you to get a quote or ask you a question? What's the best way for people to get in touch with Ryan Sullivan at State Farm?
The easiest way is call my office. It's 783-0172. Odds are Jessica, my assistant, will pick up the phone and just let them know you're from the radio show.
She'll schedule them in, and then they'll get an eyeball-to-eyeball opportunity to sit down and go through their stuff with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, what would they need to collect and have ready for you? I guess that's really the next question is, once they've made contact with you, they have an appointment, what items can they be collecting in advance to make that the most effective meeting with you?
Obviously a list of questions if you have them already. You know, that makes sense. And then just kind of what they currently have going and some basic personal information, name, address, driver's license number, birthday, all that good stuff. And information on your home is utterly important because, you know, a lot of times we can pull it off Benton County, or if it's a listed house that you're thinking about buying, we can pull up the real estate listing on the internet, and mm-hmm. odds are we're going to get the, you know, square footage, mm-hmm. Year, make, model,
right.
You know, how many bathrooms, how many bedrooms, all that good stuff, and we can take that into account.
Now, do people frequently bring in, because I know that you have a lot of people that come in and say, hey, I'd like you to take a look at my existing and see if there's any changes, or basically, why should I move from company X to State Farm with Ryan Sullivan? Would it be helpful if they brought in their existing premium policy so that you could kind of go over that with them, or is it better to just do it from scratch?
Either or. There's a huge misnomer out there, at least at State Farm. I don't have the ability to put an add-on to rates or to take rates away mm-hmm. to get business. So I can't make it more expensive or cheaper just to get somebody in the door and then mm-hmm. keep them in. I mean, at State Farm, the rates are the rates, assuming we quote it mm-hmm. appropriately. And I'll make recommendations based on what people's needs are. I'll take them through kind of a fact-finding process. And, you know, ultimately, if what people currently have is serving their purpose,
mm-hmm.
and they have somebody to talk to that they trust and they just want a second opinion, I'm going to tell them so.
Right.
I mean, and it's kind of nice to have that peace of mind. No different than your case if somebody comes in to who's considering refinancing a house, but, you know, it's kind of on the borderline. They may or may not, given rates and costs and how long they want to stay in the home and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to have that second opinion to say, hey, you know, you're okay doing what you're doing.
And what does that cost somebody to come in and see you and have you evaluate that for them?
Nothing.
It's free.
Yeah.
Free. Did you hear that, listeners? Free. You get something for nothing.
I might even give you a cup of coffee if you ask.
Nice.
Ooh,
well, that's the same thing we do when we do what I call a mortgage physical fitness. We just review your existing situation, and if it makes sense, great. If it doesn't make sense, we want you to walk away confident that you've got the best setup for yourself and your family.
Exactly. And you know, there are other companies outside of State Farm that do a very fine job for people. And there are other agents in the world that do a really good job for people. It's, you know, I'm not selfish enough to think that everybody needs to do business with me. I mean, obviously, I would like that, but
right.
But you know, it's I'm, you know, you just there's if what you've got works, then, you know, I'd be kind of a jerk to tell you not so.
But it sure be nice if you offered to be able to let them know, hey, you've got a great deal. You might as well stick with it. I mean, that's a pretty good peace of mind.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get into some more of the meat of this. And what is, I guess some of the questions are really, how do you decide how much coverage that you need for somebody's home?
That's a very good question. Home insurance is very tricky. There's different buckets of money, if you will, inside a homeowner's contract. The first being coverage A, which is how much we insure the structures your house for.
So that's everything but the dirt.
Everything and anything detached from the house. So if you have a detached shop or detached garage or a shed, mm-hmm. That's covered under a separate section of the policy. But yeah, anything that's physically
swimming
attached.
Pool.
Yes, that's covered under a section.
We're going to talk a lot about your swimming pool this year, I think, John. We really tried to talk a lot about it last year, but
absolutely.
I think that your dog got the most of that whole program.
Dogs, yes.
Dogs from all your efforts. That was pretty Yeah. Benefit for them.
So figuring out the amount of coverage you want to put on the house itself is relatively easy. It's we've got literally contractor estimating software. So if some contractor were to come out and it's from an insurance perspective, so we're looking for rebuild, which has debris removal costs and some temporary maintenance costs built in. But we plug in the components of the house, and I've got modeling software that'll generate a number. Mm-hmm. And we can also use it for an appraisal. So if somebody's buying a home or refinancing a home, we can use the appraisal as long as it says that it's okay to be used for insurance purposes. And there's a little box, the appraiser has to mark on the bottom.
So there is a pretty exact science to this.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, it's very similar to what a contractor would use to build a home.
So you're not just saying, well, this is about what you have. Yeah, I think that this is probably about enough coverage for you. Let's just go ahead and do that. It's not like that at all.
No, but there's some common sense that plays into it. Mm-hmm. You know, for the Tri-Cities, if you're insuring a house for $300 a square foot, you're crazy. Because building costs aren't there.
Right.
You know, I mean, and we've got to take into consideration the interior components of a house. If you move in and you build a custom home and you've got upgraded countertops, upgraded cabinets and hardwood floors throughout, and you've got one of those showers that has 27 different places that you get hit with water and, you know, all of those.
You know, we were just at the home show, and there's a lot of that stuff.
Right.
There are so many bells and whistles that you can add to a home out there.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and if you have motorized blinds and you clap twice and your TV turns on, all that good stuff, you're going to want to insure that house for more than you would just, say, a builder-grade new home.
So if somebody has those kinds of things, what information or documentation do they need to bring you to be able to show proof that those things exist?
Nothing. I'll take their word for it. I plug it into the estimating software and whatever that calculates.
So it just lives within whatever their homeowner's insurance premium
because,
is.
Yeah, because, I mean, if a house burns down, we very rarely just find a pile of ashes. There's going to be sections of the house that are there. And I mean, and so it's for us to go out and be able to estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And I inspect homes before I insure them as well, so I take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, not an interior inspection, but just an exterior inspection. Most of my clients don't even know I do it, but I go look at their roof. I make sure that there aren't any trees hanging over the top. So
right.
We have one of these nasty windstorms that, you know,
that puts something big on top of their house and hurts it really bad.
Absolutely.
Simplest term.
Yeah.
You know, you just brought up a really good point because I know that out there, as I have my clients shopping for homeowners insurance, one of the questions that comes up from time to time is, how much of my home is covered if it burns down, or do they completely rebuild the house? So from the standpoint of replacement, do you guys 100% cover? What's State Farm's policy on that?
Well, insurance in general, and State Farm goes by this, runs under the concept of indemnity, which is a really big word for saying that we need to give you what you had before.
Okay.
Except in the homeowner's insurance world, you get what's called replacement cost, meaning that if you have a $1,000 or a TV that cost you $500 5 years ago, gets stolen, but that similar version of the TV is $1,000 now, State Farm will buy you the similar version at today's cost for the
$1,000. So you replaced what you had prior.
Correct. Now, on a structural loss, if half of the house burns down, State Farm's going to come out and rebuild the other half of the house, except new. So you get new carpet, new tile, new roofing, and all that good stuff.
Perfect. It gets replaced for what the existing value was.
Yes,
absolutely. Well,
as long as there's enough coverage, to support that, which if I do my job right, there should be.
Mm-hmm. So we may, and on the second part of this show, we're going to go ahead and dive into some more questions. Looks like we're coming up against a hard break here, John. So we will talk a whole bunch more with Ryan Sullivan at State Farm after the break.
Right here on News Talk 870. Back on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update here on News Talk 870 KFLD. And you know, it's always fun to hear insurance stories because things that you say, oh no, he didn't, or that can't happen, it can, and you need to be ready for it.
Yeah, we were talking about some fun stories off air there, and I'm hoping that we can get Ryan convinced to share some of these with our listeners because, oh man.
Wow.
But let's get back into some of the questions. We're here with Ryan Sullivan, State Farm. And Ryan, where can people get a hold of you to get an insurance coverage review?
At my office at 783-0172. The location's up on 27th Avenue in Kennewick between Union Street. Street and Highway 395.
Fantastic. Well, let's just dive right back into this, folks. Regarding credit scores, income, job history, et cetera, those types of things, how do those impact pricing for home and possibly auto premiums? But let's focus on homes here because I know that driving history plays a big role in auto premiums.
Absolutely.
So how does credit scores, or how do credit scores, income, job history, how does that impact somebody's home premium?
Credit scores generally in the insurance world, insurance companies use them. There's no doubt about it. And they're used as a, and I'm going to be very generic because different companies use different approaches with this. Mm-hmm. But they're, insurance premiums are calculated based on a base rate, and then they're a modifier. So if you may have a great credit score, it's going to reduce your premium. And if your credit history is a little choppy, you might have a little bit of an add-on to that.
Great. So but, people can still save money by being responsible.
Absolutely. But now, that being said, insurance companies don't look at credit reports as a lender would. So if you qualify for the biggest, baddest home loan in town, it may not dramatically affect your insurance premium. Insurance companies, by law, are only able to use credit in the sense that they can actuarially prove that it either deters losses or potentially could have future losses.
So back to that scientific approach.
Yeah, and so there are components inside your credit that insurance companies use that lenders may not, mm-hmm. and there's components inside your credit that lenders use but insurance companies may not.
Well, let's get back into the warm, fuzzy, simple world that I like to work in, and that is, what types of things will help a homeowner to lower their premiums?
The biggest rate contributors on home premiums, how much coverage you put on the house. So if you buy a big house, it's mm-hmm. going to cost more than if you have a little house.
Sure.
The age of the home is also very important. Older houses cost more to insure, generally speaking.
Oh.
Because they have higher loss ratios. You got older roofs.
Mm-hmm.
The wind tends to lift older, worn shingles mm-hmm. off of roofs.
And we know a little bit about wind in Tri-Cities.
Oh,
a little
yes.
bit.
You have older plumbing, which tends to fatigue and break over time.
And electrical as well.
And electrical, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so on newer homes, you'll get a discount for having a new home.
Okay.
In generally newer homes, inside, for most companies, at State Farm, it's 10 years specifically, but most companies, it's anywhere from 5 to 15 years, generally speaking.
Okay, and they're always improving on building code, so builders are tied in real closely to that as they're making continuous improvements to the mm-hmm. way that they build those homes and what they have in them.
Correct. Okay. The biggest thing the consumer can control is deductibles. Generally, you get a lower premium with a higher deductible.
Okay.
You have a little bit higher premium with a lower deductible. Now, that being said, don't go take a $5,000 deductible if you don't have money in the bank.
You know, will you touch yeah. on that a little bit? Because there are certain thresholds where somebody wants to just take care of it on their own versus reporting it to their insurance company is what I've heard. How do you see that?
Well, and if I could put a plug in for having somebody local that you can communicate with, that you have an open line of communication, this is one of the biggest benefits to having an agent, whether it be myself, another State Farm agent, anybody who's human
right.
that you can talk to that has a level of expertise.
That isn't the call center, I think, is what we're referring
yeah.
to, right?
Yeah, that's local. Because
right.
if you,
eyeball to eyeball, sit
yeah,
down,
absolutely.
Talk.
If, because something could happen at your house, and it may be a deterrent or more detrimental for you to file the claim mm-hmm. than just pay for it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We've
actually had that happen as well.
Have you?
Yeah, and they've told us it was auto-related, and we have a State Farm agent, and they said, well, you're better off do it this way, this way, this way, this way, so it doesn't, you know, we had some teenage drivers.
It doesn't impact your premiums.
Yeah, and we ended up, we were like, oh. Okay.
And isn't it nice to have that advice?
Yeah, and it was surprising because that wasn't the way that we thought that it would have gone.
Right.
But we ended up saving on the premiums, and we ended up in a better position.
Right, and every loss or potential loss is different on a case-by-case basis because you're dealing with things, you're dealing with the claim itself, like how much money's going to get paid, but then the agent's going to be aware of the underwriting perspective because, you know, the insurance companies, when they pay out money, they relook at your situation. And then if you may get stung a little bit with a rate increase if the insurance company pays a loss, but then, you know, your tenure with the insurance company, if you've been with one for 20 years, you've never had a loss, they'll probably give you a freebie. So you may not get, and so there's so many moving pieces and parts,
mm-hmm.
and then ultimately it just comes down to what's best for you.
So from what I'm hearing, we may need to do another show and touch on more of these questions, because as we delve deeper into these questions, it just seems to open up more boxes of more information that we
yeah.
need to know. We're going to have to get through the pick three because I asked Lance to send me the pick three, and I've got a whole bunch more questions here. So let me do this if I can, Ryan. Let me ask you one more question, and then we'll get into the pick three. And if we've got some time left over, then we'll ask some more questions. And that is, what is your best story that you've heard recently about that has to do with how people are insured and why they should potentially be insured for other things?
You know, I live in a world of bad things happening on a day-to-day basis, which makes me a little paranoid. But, you know, I mean, if you're an average...
think of the what-if every day. Oh, boy.
Well, and I see it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that's the reality.
You know, I mean, the average American, there's like a 1% chance you're going to crash your car, 1.5%, like about a 0.75% to 1% chance that you're going to have a homeowner's loss in any given year. Mm-hmm. So, which means that 98-99% of the general public don't experience having to use their insurance. Unfortunately, in my world, I see it on a day-to-day basis with claims. You know, animals jump out in front of cars where they shouldn't be, and swimming pools catch on fire.
I need to hear this. I need to hear this one. How in the world do you catch a swimming pool on fire?
Matches and gasoline, accidentally. We had an unfortunate situation where...
you're paying attention, right, John?
Yes.
Okay. People were trying to
light those dogs to be impacted
one of those portable fire pits, and maybe thought gasoline was a little bit better way to cook their marshmallows faster. And the gas can ended up igniting in the process, and it got thrown in the swimming pool, and the gas spread across the top of the swimming pool.
This and is from, like, worse to worser, if that's a word.
Flames were two stories high.
Don't they make awards for this kind of thing? Let's not go there.
Darwin Awards.
Let's not go there.
But if you thought that it can't happen, it can.
Well, and these, they're good people. It's just unfortunate circumstances, and, you know, I mean, I see it on a day-to-day basis. Great people get T-boned in their car because they just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. They didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
But next thing you know, they're in a hospital, in the ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Well, every time you know, read in the news reports, you hear about accidents and things like that, and it's not just the person who caused it. There are other people involved, secondary, tertiary, sometimes four people.
Wow.
And you never know when that's going
to
happen.
Right. And my job is to make sure I got enough money to pay for all those bad things, enough of State Farm's money to pay for all those bad things and keep you out of court.
Mm. Well, we sure appreciate you coming on the show and sharing some of this. And I'm looking forward to learning a lot more because the service that you really do provide our community is not only the planning, the pre-planning, but also coming up with solutions that will help protect them and, most importantly, their families and other people that it could impact with these insurance products.
Exactly.
Right. So where can they get a hold of you again, Ryan, at State Farm Insurance?
783-0172.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much. I'm going to get into the pick three. And we'll go through these as quick as we can. Again, you can get a hold of Lance Kenmore at the Kenmore team at 727-8977. Or you can visit him at thekenmoreteam.com. Here is pick number one, a great rambler in a great location. You don't want to miss this well-maintained three-bedroom, two-bath, one-level home on a huge lot. Large open kitchen with breakfast bar and pantry, soaring ceilings, great floor plan, and tons of storage. You'll love the large master bedroom with the master bath and walk-in closets.
Ooh.
Storage shed and a huge shop. Okay, now we're talking here.
Yeah.
You'll find this home in beautiful Burbank. Easy access to highway to commute, but away from all the noise. The address is 89 Largent in Burbank, priced at $139,500.
Wow.
Three-bedroom, two-bath. Pick number two, a superb rambler. This elegant three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath plus den home sits on an acre of beautiful scenery. Enjoy the luxuries of tile counters, full tile backsplash, stainless steel appliances, and maple cabinets.
Mm.
Great floor plan, vaulted ceilings. The large master bedroom steps out back to the covered porch, so it's got a covered porch.
Ooh.
Another huge shop to work on all your toys. Garden area out back and fully landscaped, too much to list. Check out this great home in Riverwood Estates in West Richland. The address is 6001 Lanay, priced at $365,000 for 1 acre built in 2005 with a shop. So that's within these last 10 years, and the codes are up with the best insurance product.
An acre and a shop, that's pretty good.
Yeah, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, plus a den. Pick number 3 is a must-see. This is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with a brand-new roof. Large living room has beautiful hardwood floors with a cozy fireplace. Main bedroom has his and hers closets.
Oh.
That's kind of an important thing sometimes, isn't it? Stay away from my stuff kind of stuff. Well, let's not go there. The dining area has sliding door for easy access to the backyard. The backyard is huge, fully fenced, has a relaxing covered porch, and has mature trees for shade, so maybe there's a place to hang that hammock. Mm. You'll find this great rambler in an established neighborhood in West Pasco. The address here is 3620 Leola, first-time homebuyer dream at this price. You're not going to believe this. $110,000.
What?
$110,000. I have to say, as an expert in lending, that the price you'll probably pay monthly for your housing expense is lower than what you're paying in rent.
Mm. Probably significantly in that case.
Yeah.
So those are the pick three. Get a hold of Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, 727-8977. Set up an appointment, and let's get those pick threes sold immediately. Again, this is Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage. And if you'd like to get approved for any of these homes, you can reach me at 737-6004. Give us a call at Cobalt Mortgage, your local home lending experts.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
So I think that's pretty much the show. I think we've got time for one more question of Ryan at State Farm, and that is, are there advantages to having your home and auto with the same company?
Yes.
And why is that? What kind of benefits do people receive as a result of that?
Well, you're going to get significant rate decreases, both on the home and auto side. Mm-hmm. There's an advantage that you get a discount on your homeowner's premium for having the cars, discount on the cars for having the home.
Yep.
But also some unspoken advantages or things that tend to be overlooked. Should you have a loss, if there's supporting business and other lines, underwriters are going to look more favorably upon that than they would if it's a standalone piece of business.
Fantastic. Well, if I can put one more plug out there, I am proud to say that the Scott Ridgway Mortgage Calculator app is out. We have it for the Android, the BlackBerry, and now the iPhone. So
wow.
You can go to the application store for the BlackBerry and the Android.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like the app for the iPhone, shoot me an email at scott.ridgway@cobaltmortgage, and we can get that mortgage calculator set up as an application on your iPhone.
You can even carry his picture around with you.
No, we don't want to do that.
Just look in the phone book.
Mid-Columbia Directory, every 7 pages in the white pages.
Exactly.
Go ahead, get a hold of us, and let us help you get into your new home.
And make sure that it's insured properly. And we'll see you next Saturday again right here on News Talk 870 for the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.